Good morning.
Good morning and God bless you. It is a lovely Sunday morning here on the west coast of the United States, and it's also Mother's Day. So I would like to extend a hearty, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, even those of you that have lost children. My prayers are with you this morning because you're still a mom, and we honor you today for the years that you've given of your life to bless each and every child on this morning, every mother. God bless you. It is such a position of blessing to be a mother, and we give you honor. Amen. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth, and welcome to Sunday School. I am Pastor Lydia, and I am your host for today, and we are doing Sunday School, Genesis through Revelation, to the glory of God Almighty. Amen. This morning, I just want to start with prayer. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being in your presence even right now, asking your blessings, Lord God, as we go forward. Lord, just giving you honor in everything that we're doing right now, first of all. Lord, giving you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God, for the world that you have created, for each and every one of your creation, for humanity as a whole. We thank you, Lord, because we recognize that in God there is but one race. Those other things, I mean, the enemy causes to be a separation between us when it actually ought to accent our uniqueness and the beauty of the creation of God. And that's what we want to do as we go forth in these studies, is to accent, to draw emphasis to the beauty of that God has created, and give understanding to each and every hearer that God is God. There is no other, and there's no other way to be saved through Jesus Christ. Lord, we just give you glory today. Open every heart and every mind to receive. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Even as we're preparing, amen, to read the word, and we're going to read from Genesis chapter 1. Remember, we're going from Genesis through Revelation. So we're going to read Genesis chapter 1, and even as I prepare the word of God, I'm asking that each of you please grab something to write with. This is going to be a lot of scriptures, especially to start. Amen. We're using the entire Bible because we have the benefit of being able to see the written word from the beginning to the end, whereas those that were actually living in the time of Genesis in the beginning, they weren't able to see any of that because the written word did not exist until Moses actually wrote the five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch. Amen. So let's grab something to write with, whether it be your iPad, your a notebook, just whatever you use is absolutely fine, so that we can go before the presence of the Lord and read his word. God bless you. I will give you just a moment. Hallelujah. Amen. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. I hope you're able to follow along. Amen. I think I just lost my place a little bit. If you just bear with me just for a second. Hallelujah. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, Hopefully I'm in the right place. If I'm not, please follow along. Try to follow along. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. I think I missed the third day in there, but we'll go back over it. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, after his likeness, and let them, and God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen. We're at the 31st verse. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen. We're going to ask that the Lord add a blessing to the readers here, the endurers and the readers hears, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Glory to God. We're starting with Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. As I said before, we have the benefit of having the entire word of God from Genesis to Revelation, that we can see more of what was happening in Genesis than those generations that preceded us, because they didn't have the word of God at all. But the Lord spoke through 40 holy men and women of God, or men of God, that wrote the mind of God on paper so that we are able to go back and see what was happening, and we see what the Spirit of God was doing, so that we now in this generation have a better understanding. We have his Spirit with us. His word is spirit, and it is spiritually discerned. So all those lovely people that like to say it is not so, his word is spiritually discerned. And if you have not his Spirit, you're none of his. But that's why I'm here today, because I want to help you to glean an understanding of the word of God so that you will make an informed decision and say yes to the Lord based on the merits of the word. It is absolutely infallible, because God is absolutely infallible. He is incapable of failure and incapable of lying, incapable of making the mistakes that every single human being on the face of this planet has made, even myself. So I stand before you as a servant of God Almighty, presenting God to you, beginning with Genesis. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. That word beginning is just what it says, the origin of things. And that term God, I want to take you back even to the Greek definition, the Hebrew definition. The Genesis is written in Hebrew, and the translation is Elohim. And it means strong creator. It means he who created the heaven and the earth. Now, as we move forward, I want to also point you to some other scriptures. Like I said, we have the benefit of being able to see a much broader picture than those who actually were born at the beginning. But they had an experience with God that we will even see as we move forward. And we praise God that he's still moving in the midst of humans. He still has a love and a concern for our lives, just like he did in the beginning. Amen. And as we move forward, you will be able to see it so much more clearly and understand it so much better. But I hope you have a writing utensil in front of you, because I'm about to give you a lot of scriptures just based on Genesis 1:1 for you to take back and take a look at, because God is moving in the midst of us. Romans 1:20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." I know I'm going to be mentioning a lot of things right now, but bear with me, write it down, take a look at it later. I promise you more understanding is coming. Glory to God. Amen. Lord God, Jeremiah 32:17, it says, Lord God, I behold that thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Psalms 121:1-2, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Remember, we're back in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Isaiah 40:28 says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary. There is no searching his understanding." Psalms 90, we're running out of time, so please write these down. "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Amos 9:6, "He it is that buildeth his stories in the heaven, and hath founded his troops in the earth. He that called for the waters of the sea, and poured them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name." Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There is no other form of evolution. Those are theories. They haven't even proven those as scientific law. Do not be fooled by the tricks of the enemy. They are all lies. God created. Psalms 33:6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." He spoke the world into existence. 1 Corinthians 8:6, "But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom all things, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and we by him." John 1:1-3, I'm going to leave you with this. "Lastly, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." As we go down further in John, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Amen. We'll give you more understanding of that later. And I'm just going to end with a portion of song. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to say it. "The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father. The King eternally. Wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things are made. The fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed." It's all in him. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. The only form of evolution of man is that God created. There is no other. There's no substitutes. All it is theories, made up stories, myths, and lies. They try to tell you that the word of God is a myth, but that is a trick of the devil. He does exist. And those of you that are practicing witchcraft and all other forms of sorcery, you already know God is real. stop the lies. Believe what the Word of God has to say. And God bless you on today. I'll see you next week for Sunday School Genesis through Revelation. God bless you.